Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I had a little trouble with my telephone here, so I trust you're still there. I'm in Oklahoma. I've been attending the Rhema Bible Training Center Winter Bible Seminar and Kenneth Hagin Ministries. And I heard Broken Arrow, Oklahoma shouted out there, so thank you so much for joining. And it always does thrill me to hear each one of you. I want to start today with 1 Timothy 2:1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. And I want to point out that, first of all, it tells us that we need to pray for the leaders so that we, the body of Christ and God's people, can have a quiet and peaceable life to do God's will. Now, it says here, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks. Today I want to particularly give thanks. And each one of you, just lift up your heart to our Father that our President of the United States of America welcomed Benjamin Netanyahu, and that all good things happened and between our nations so that we can come in compliance with the scripture which tells us that if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. And if you curse Israel, you will be cursed. Let's start off by thanking God for this and thanking him that our president strongly came out against anti-Semitism, calling it horrible. Threats have been made against Jewish communities across the United States, and then there were some acts of vandalism, and he came out strongly against it. The Prime Minister, Netanyahu, who is in Australia, thanked President Trump for doing that. So let us lift our voices to God and thank him for our present leadership and ask his blessings upon them now. Will you do that with me for a moment here? Just in your own way, you do it, and I'm going to do it also. Oh, Heavenly Father, how grateful we are. Dear Lord, we just longed for this. We knew what was written in Genesis, chapter Sobrando, 12:3. We knew, Father, that for our nation to know blessing, for us to operate under the chuppah of blessing, we needed to bless that land which you have said is the apple of your eye. Oh, dear God, how thankful we are. Something about us just feels at ease, Lord. Knowing that our higher offices bless Israel. We just do thank you for what our president has done, and we just want to lift up all of our offices and thank you today, the administration, each person that's involved with it, from the president and vice president and all the workers there. We ask your Rostin Makaya, your Ifranteño, your upon them, Father, and guidance given to them, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. We ask the same for our judiciary. We ask the same for our legislative. We ask that, God, they will know that you will minister to them how important it is that we bless Israel. We're so thankful. Now, if I could have your attention, just a moment. If I could have your attention, on my telephone, I get messages, you know, news alerts. And so I got a news alert that the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, had bombed, struck near Damascus while I was asleep. I don't know exactly when it happened, but that's when they reported it. I read somewhere that it was like a 3 a.m. strike in Israel. But Israel did strike, according to reliable sources, a Hezbollah weapons cache, a sophisticated weapons cache, in Syria overnight. So that means that they targeted near Damascus. This always makes my ears go up, thinking of the prophecy in Isaiah 17, which says Damascus will become a ruinous heap. And we've been looking at that scripture for years, and we know that war has gutted much of Damascus, and then here it seems last night that there was a strike Now Nasrallah, who is the head of the Hezbollah, has been making blustery remarks to Israel that they better watch out for what they're doing. Now Hezbollah, which is a very, very sophisticated army, which is guided, headed up, financed by, led out of Iran. And they have been in this war. They've been involved in this war in Syria. So the last time I was in Israel, they felt like we always go to Miskavam and stand right at a border looking over into a Hezbollah village in Lebanon. There's a new president in Lebanon, and he's very, very anti-Israel. It seems that somehow out of that area, these weapons caches have been going into Syria to the Hezbollah. So there was a war between Hezbollah and Israel in 2006. And let's just lift up our voices. I don't know how to pray about this, but I know there'll be some backlash to this. So let's just lift up this situation to the Lord right now. I'm going to do it in tongues. Father, in the name above every name, that whole area, Father, that war in Syria, those weapons caches, I don't know, Father, but you do. You know the back and forth. Iziando hushetto torgo frate iliatane ilivritusko to sabra delicondambre calacacaria ivroshtene cala. We are lifting up many voices to you now, Father. We're lifting up many voices to you now. Ibrota hevratane nishote helati brocolacatania for the area. Ibrote. O Sanda Halatino de Coprata, Father, our prophetic ears go up when we hear about Egypt and a larger area, Father, working with Israel in that area. We know what it is written in Isaiah 19. We don't know how near we are to Egypt's peaceful, what we see in the 19th chapter of Isaiah. But we do hear our president, we hear the leaders of Israel talking about a larger area being considered a sabrote, to stand together against ISIS and asobrate nikihiliata. We do know, Father, that it is written. It is written that nothing, it is written in Hebrews 4:13, that nothing is naked to the one with whom we have to do. You know everything about this area. You know everything that's happening in that Middle East. And we do, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we do ask you to roste mihisato ibron de livratashko to thy will be done, Lord. Help us to pray, help ambro to shonda that in the things that come, in the judgment that comes, and the areas sobrata, we know a calabrata, but we know there can be a turning to God. A turning to God, Father. Ishombrahasato the coprete ni calata. In those nations, dear Father, where the peoples have been so ibrata de vretania against you, that we pray for visions. We pray that you would reveal yourself, that Jesus would reveal yourself to them in dreams. We've heard so much about it. We know supernaturally how you have dealt with Islamic people that we know. And Father, we do ask that you do so again. And many multiple times over, Heavenly Father, we move now to our own nation and the unrest, God. Father, oh, I know it's the heavenlies. I know it's demonic. You know, and I know, and we know that it's the demonic thing that's been behind the anti-Semitism, Satan. You have said in your word things about Israel. You have said how the Rota de Micaiah, the mountain of the Lord's house, will rise up, and how out of Jerusalem it will be the capital of the whole earth. Oh, Father, you have said things about the Jewish people, and Satan has fought them in the name above all names. We thank you for the authority that we have over the kingdom of darkness. And Father, here in our own nation, we see that satanically inspired riots, marches, unrest has come against our president. We do thank you for his safety. And Father, I'm asking you in the name above all names to put it into the heart of your people who live in the areas where these riots and unrest occur, to know about the authority of the believer, to know how they can sit, Father, in their perches, their thrones, their seats at the right hand of God, and that they can, that they can create a safe area, like in the time when Israel was in Egypt, Father. But there was, where the children of Israel lived, there was no darkness there where they lived. There were no plagues where they lived. And you, dear Father, have told us that we can create that very same atmosphere. We can establish that same thing over where we live. I'm praying now for these people that are on this call with me. Dear Father, these people that are on this call with me, they're not sitting in the darkness somewhere. They're the ones that know about the authority of the believer. And I'm asking that you will help them to rise up and see that in their places of habitational authority, that they control the heavens. Ishandolo brosanta hevratasco tandieke di calati. That those people, I know we have people in the Washington, D.C. area. I know that we have people in Delaware, and we have people in Isondala Makata, Maryland, and we have people in Virginia, and we have people in all that area, Father. I'm asking you to teach them, show them how to do their ministry in the heavenlies. Si brondala barahasata, so that where they live, ikaladon jedebakanya, those demons that would drive those forces would be stilled and stopped in their activities. In the name above all names, right now, Father, where I am, I'm in Oklahoma, where I live, and we operate in Missouri, and we operate in Migdal Arbel, in the name above every name, and by the covenant blood, I do say unto you, Satan and the kingdom of darkness, it is written in Colossians that he, my Father, has redeemed me out. He has translated me out of the kingdom of darkness. You have no authority over me, but I have authority over you, because my dear Heavenly Father, when he quickened him, when he raised him up out of the dead and seated him far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, and put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the ecclesia, the church, which is his body. And me, I, all we on this phone, all of the body of Christ, Isonoma Kaharata, when he quickened him, he quickened us. When he raised him, he raised us. When he seated him, he seated us in him. And now we are far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, and every name that is named. And I adjure you, Satan, wherever I have authority today, and I do have authority, habitational authority where I live. Also, we are together, Iron de la Makaya, taking authority over the Asun de la Makaya in Washington, D.C., the heavenlies there. I have authority, Isandala Mahatanya, Ilibratanya, in the Nisata over the Migdal Arbel area, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the name above every name, I adjure you, wherever you are, where I have authority, cease and desist in your maneuvers. You prince of the power of the air, I call you paralyzed because he made a show of you openly, triumphing over you in it. And you don't operate on me today. You don't operate anywhere in my realm of authority. You don't operate in Asada Makaya on any of my family, any of the good works that God's ordained that I walk in, any of the monies to do God's job, any of our partners and our peoples that are connected with us. Whether by this telephone or whether by our Itahana Koria Mahasita Lakatia, working together with Christ. I do want to thank you for your prayers for our Migdal, our Bell Prayer and Study Center. I have not yet put up a report on my blog, but I will get that up in the next day or two. We've had some changes in personnel, and I've been praying and doing some things, and we have been talking to our lawyers. We have permits that we need granted in Israel. We Rastada Makaya, we thank you for your prayers, and we count it done. But I want you to lift up today particularly our architects with me, our superintendent, and our. I want you to lift up with me Ethan Cerrone. And Sibrando Hukoprata, he's a man God has sent us. He's on this line, I'm quite sure. Ethan, are you on the line? If he's not, it's because he's with some business endeavor. He is a man very, very, very well qualified. Hallelujah. But I know yesterday he was on a telephone call with our lawyers here in the United States. As we just get, and my daughter, as we just get so, so very, very, very near our construction. And I want you to lift it up with me. It's Satan who comes against our nation in any of these things, who comes against Israel. He comes against Israel because God has, it's God's word. God has said certain things about Israel. God has said certain things about the church. So he comes against Israel. He's come with the Jews. He always just tries to kill them to keep God's word from coming to pass through history. And with the church, he tries to bring division. And so we have sensed a lot of through the years. He doesn't want this Migdal Arbel project. We're going to keep five prayers there at all time under the instruction of the Lord. We have a place right there on the north, right north of Israel. It's right on the Sea of Galilee. And so we ask you, Ibrotanya Nikohubrata, to pray with us right now. Ilabrata, Father, we're lifting up Migdal Arbel Prayer and Study Center and everything that has to do with it. Heavenly Father, I don't know. I don't know every single thing. Ishabratonya Nikalata, but you do. You built the universes. You built all creation, and that's just a little thing with you. Please build it. You said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And so we ask you to build this house. We ask you, dear Father, to fill this house, to fill it with furnitures and beautiful design, but to fill it with your people and your purpose for bringing them there in the Galilee area to learn of you and to pray, Father. May your purposes be, may your will be done. In the name above every name. Shepherds, the shepherds, Lord, oh God, we lift up the shepherds, we lift up the shepherds. I particularly want to lift them up that they'll know the place of Israel. The pastors, Father, our church of the living God, that they will know the place of Israel. Give unto them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him concerning Israel and what we ought to do. You said concerning the tribe of Issachar that they knew God's doings, they knew his plans, and what Israel ought to do. We pray that for the church of the living God. We pray that they'll know who they are, that they'll know the authority they have, that they'll know that he's the head and we're the body, and it's time now for the glorious church. It's time now, Ilobro Talakatianda. It's time for the reigns of the Spirit of God. Oh, Lord, we go into this time that we are and thank you for the knowledge. We would not perish for a lack of knowledge. I'm particularly concerned about these uprisings against our president. And as we pray today, you in your area have authority to keep them down, to quell them, to keep them, the demons, stopped. And I want to offer again that little book that I put together, Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. It's just a little mini book. You can keep it in your purse. You can keep it in your shirt pocket. And if you can even get some and give them away, I want to make a special offer, $2 each, plus shipping. That's $2 each for the little mini book. If you forget the name, say Billy Sitting Down on the front of it. That's because I sit down and rule and reign from my seated position. And you can get that from us by writing Billy Brim, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's Billy Brim Ministries, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can just telephone 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. We do have a Canadian office, and I saw last night at Rhema our heads of our Canadian office. They're here at the meeting. And if you go to billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.org, it's going to have on there all the information, all of our information, and it will have the Canadian office. That's where you go to for the blog I'm going to be writing soon. And I just do want to thank you for taking of your time. When I hear you in California out there up praying at 6 o'clock with us, that just does my heart good. It does my heart good to hear every single name that you call out. And I heard specifically today, I spent a lot of time in Pennsylvania. My husband was up there, and I thought about when you said Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and other places. It just blesses me to know that we're together and we're in unity. And corporate prayer, there are many kinds of prayer. But I remember Kenneth E. Hagin saying, there are things that you can get in corporate prayer that you cannot get praying alone. I want to thank you for that Wednesday prayer today. I'm going to try to get there. I'm leaving this today to drive back up to Branson. It's a 3.5-hour drive. I don't know if I'll get there before the prayer is over. But today, Kylie, my granddaughter, is sharing her testimony about how she was out from us for a while, even in dire circumstances, sleeping in her car. We didn't know where she was. And then how God got her and brought her back. And last week, we had such an anointing when we thought about the children, the sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters and brothers and sisters, young people who are out there. That are our children of believers. And so Kylie is going to be with Brenda today, and she's going to be sharing her testimony. Oh, it's touched so many. And how she came back and the authority of the believer. And she says it's just a little mini thing that God gave her called praying for the prodigal. And so then today they're going to release at a certain time. I announced it last week and asked the people to be there and to be and have on their lips and on their hearts the name of a prodigal. And we believe that on our noon prayer today, if you just go to billybrim.org and you're on the noon prayer, then you can join in that powerful prayer. They're going to pray for the prodigals. And we know that in that corporate prayer, there's going to be many of them coming home. And so this is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom. Thank you so much for being here. It means so much to the plan of God, and it means so much to me. Shalom, shalom, and I'll be with you next week.